Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On the road tomorrow. Southern Steak and Oyster right over there by the Omni. Come on by. 615-844-5600. That is the number you need to use from now on. It's always been the number. There were two numbers, but that's the number to use now. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to get in on Twitter at Bill is King. Really interesting subjects, topics today on the show. During the break just then, I had like five of them just go through my brain. That excited me. Things to talk about. Yeah, we need some kind of gesture. We need to test the SEC office out. And we know Alabama runs the league. Texas runs the Big 12. What's some kind, and I don't mean nothing crude like the middle finger. No. Just, is there a way to do an upside-down elephant with your hand? Is there a way to get that going to test the office to see if they come out all snowflakey like the Big 12? I'll tell you the part that stood out to me from the Big 12, other than Oklahoma's favored again, Texas is considered the next best team, all that. But out of those 2 days at AT&T, Bob Bowlesby was such a turnoff. The commissioner of that league. Now, I'm not saying that it's time to bring back Dan Beebe either, no. Boy, is he a tough listen. I didn't realize that. I've known or followed Bob Bowlesby forever. But boy, up at the podium, delivering the Big 12 State of the Union address, was he not just almost full of it? And he's so boring to listen to. He was like a boring politician. Doesn't matter which side of the aisle you vote for. I don't care about that. I'm just saying, he was like, pick you a boring politician, right or left. Guy up at the podium just killing you, boring you. Monotone. You could tell he's full of it, too. That's what stood out. It almost made me not want to watch much more of the Big 12. It was that bad. Jeff in the Borough. What's up, Jeff? Hello, Jeff.
Well, I guess there won't be too many media members in the Hoover today because Alabama's gone, and yeah, Kentucky and Vanderbilt, so there won't be too many media people to be pretty much.
Well, you got Auburn.
Cleared out. Well,
you got Auburn. Now, Auburn. If we take the state of Alabama as a whole and we split it Alabama-Auburn, it's about 80-20, right?
I mean, I guess.
Wouldn't you think?
I don't know. I mean, I've got a friend.
So,
a friend lives near Birmingham, so I don't know, but. I'd say, you know, probably.
There'll be some Auburn people hanging around in the lobby, not like yesterday, but there'll be a few loitering around there trying to get some autographs.
Well, Auburn's athletic department's in a shambles. I guess you heard about Chuck Person yesterday. He avoided prison, and they're investigating their program there.
I don't think that affects Bruce, though.
I'm just saying they're expecting to get a notice of allegations against them, so, you know, it could affect Bruce, I think. You know, they don't just penalize.
I mean, they tried to take my boy down over a backyard barbecue. We're not putting up with this crap anymore, Jeff.
Well, I'm sorry, Bill. He needs to quit cheating. He needs to quit cheating, and he needs to do it fair. If he can't do it fair, it's like ballpark Franks, or as I call him, play fair Franks. If you cheat with them, you might as well forget it. I mean, Baylor football is no good. Florida State football is no good. They've got rivals now. And he called Oregon State baseball one day. he had one of the anchors on from Nashville one day. You know what he called Oregon State baseball, Bill? You know what he called them?
Who are we talking about here?
Ballpark Franks, the guys down there at Media Days doing all your interviews for
NSR. Yes.
He called Oregon State baseball. He called them pedophile U. That's what he called them. Pedophile U is what he called them. I'm just telling you. But I just want to say there won't be much going on with the media day today, probably. But I'm just mentioning it. But did want to say, Bill. What do you think about the? I know all these basketball programs are getting investigated. I know it's football season. Just wanted to ask you about that. What you thought about that? And I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, Jeff. I don't really have basketball's a sport that I appreciate. Matter of fact, I've got a daughter getting a free ride because of basketball. A free 4-year ride. Plus, she's got cash in her pocket. Yeah. I mean, Daddy was going to put cash in her pocket anyways, but she's got cash in her pocket separate from me. So I appreciate basketball, but the investigations right now aren't relevant to what we do here right now. Now, if that comes up in March, when we're actually spending time on basketball, then that's a different topic. I have no idea. I'm not even watching that, man. We got all these media days coming up or in progress. And Johnny will be down there today, too. They've had their show down. He and Jay have been down there doing the show. Got some good interviews, too. So check that out. Anyways, back to whatever I was talking about. Nick Saban yesterday. And I like watching because people love it when Nick shows some imperfectness. Just made a word up, right? When Nick isn't perfect and he has to explain it, the haters love it. And yesterday, Nick talking about we had some assistant coaches. Feinbaum had to ask him to be specific, and he said coaches. Down the stretch last year that became more self-serving, not really paying attention to the bigger picture of the finish to the season. Self-serving. We had some people breaking away from the main topic, which is the team. And that hurt us last year. We did not play well. Now, I also, for the haters, I also heard him say several times, that's on me. Now, I know people say, yeah, Bill, he threw his assistants onto the bus. And, well, yeah, he did that. Yeah. But this is a guy that is arguably the best college football head coach ever. If anybody's entitled to explain what happened, and if he had some assistance that let him down, then so be it. That's what he's saying. Did you see who was it from Clemson? Said, oh, Notre Dame's the best team we played. That happened yesterday, too. I like that. Hey, Clemson sitting on top of the mountain right now, taking shots. Hey, was Alabama the best team? And I don't even know if it was phrased that way. Was Alabama the best team? No, no, no. Best team we played was Notre Dame. Now, I kind of like that. I don't agree with that, but I like the answer. Yeah, isn't it possible to like the answer even though you don't agree with it? That's where I stand there. Oh, man. Danny checking in. Yeah, we've got to get Danny in here for commitments from New York City. And we've got to get Kevin from Boston down here for sure. Absolutely. Doug Warren, who came down last year, texted me about an hour ago, said, Bill, I've already got my commitments reservations. What you do is you go to my Twitter feed, @BillisKing. It's pinned at the very top. And I know that's December, but I'm plugging it. We're plugging this way in advance. I don't even think this time last year we were even talking about this. We didn't even have it planned. I don't remember when Kevin Hagan first brought this up as the idea. On Twitter at Bill is King. Just Bidden has said, and this is in reference to Danny. Danny's an overnight cop there in the mightiest city on the planet, the NYC. Said, we had an officer seriously wounded last night by some crackhead robbing a business. Took 22 shots to get him down. Was high as a kite. Cop is in the IC, but think he will survive. Police, Bill, don't get enough credit for the risk they take. I couldn't do what... And look, Danny obviously chose his career. I wouldn't be good at that. I'm just saying. Weston, who lives out there in Los Angeles, talking about Texas running the league and the horns down is now going to be a penalty. Big 12 actually spent time to stress this. Says, Bill, I can tell you why. All the California snowflakes are moving there. Well, people are fleeing California because of a few things. One would be the crazy taxes and everything else. It's arguably the most beautiful state we've got, and the politicians are killing it. And a lot of people are moving to Texas because Texas is very friendly when it comes to that kind of stuff. Texas does not take their hand and put it in your pocket. Cali does. We were talking, what was it? California, despite all of this, is the fifth biggest economy in the world. That tells you something about Cali. I'm telling you, what a beautiful place. I did the thing, and I haven't been out there, but probably five times. I haven't been out to Cali a lot, but it's breathtaking, as you all know. Those of you who have been out there more than me, or West Coast Sooner people who listen that live out there, it's just incredible. But we did the deal where you go out to Los Angeles and you drive the Pacific Coast Highway down to San Diego. It just takes your breath away. It's so incredible. I tell you, the thing that I didn't get is you get on the beach. One year I went, the very first time I went with my family. My dad had a medical convention. So we stayed at the Hotel Coronado in San Diego, which is incredible. And I sat there on the beach some days watching those aircraft destroyers, or those, there's the military aircraft do touch and goes off the ships. They literally do a circle, do touch and goes, take off. I would just sit there sometimes for hours and watch. It was incredible. And the San Diego beaches are nice. The only thing I don't like is the water is bitter cold. If you're not from there, it's hard. You have to force yourself to get in. It's not like the Emerald Coast where you're not even thinking about it. Pacific Coast in July feels like the Emerald Coast does January 1st. Now, outside, it's decent temp, but wow, it's brutal. 615-844-5600. SEC today, it is Auburn, and like I mentioned, Auburn apparently wants to be in a flex-off. This is a big year for Gus. I'm not saying he's got to win or they're going to fire him. We don't know that. That's unclear. It's a worthy conversation, but it's unclear. But they're wanting to get up on stage today and say, let's pose. Let's see how we stack up. They brought Prince Tegawinoga, who was 6'8", 3-something, Derrick Brown, an absolute stud NFL defensive lineman, and Marlon Davidson, who's a big-time D lineman too. They're bringing the big boys. Vanderbilt bringing Kalijah Lipscomb and the tight end, Jarrett Pinkney, and also the stud local running back. I love it, Vanderbilt. Keyshawn Vaughn. I love that kid. What a player he is, man. We went over that list earlier, before the break. I named big brands that he would be the starting tailback at today. Keyshawn Vaughn. Florida State, Miami. Where else? I think he'd be the starting running back at LSU right now. At Mississippi State, at Auburn, he would be. At Kentucky, at Tennessee. He's as good as anybody Alabama's starting right now. I don't know if the upside is, but, I mean, he would be a hell of a running back at Alabama. Arkansas, he'd be the starting running back at Ohio State right now. He's better than K.J. Dobbins. Dobbins is good. He'd be the starting running back at Michigan. He'd be the starting running back at Penn State. I'd keep going. He'd be the starting running back at Southern Cal. Dude's a stud. Keyshawn Vaughn. Let's get the first break here in hour number three. We are presented by the place where we will be, well, we'll be nearby this place tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Latest crash going to be out in West Nashville. OHB there at Highway 100. Still just crawling along here on 65 southbound, trying to get past Trinity Lane from that earlier truck fire that just really slowed down traffic there this morning. A lot of folks been trying to go around this mess here using Ellington Parkway, even getting onto Briley Parkway, avoiding coming down 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fares can save you up to 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese. Only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ, happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
Napa Know How.
This month at Napa, when you buy a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $24.99, we're making a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which means your purchase makes a difference. So do some good and get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $24.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/19.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster to call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Ben Joe Show.
The best team all year acted like the best team last night.
Yeah.
They were the best team in every regard, and that's not easy.
Mission accomplished. You went out and got the job done. Now it's complete.
You have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history cap it with a second national championship.
Boom. They get the second national title. Good for those guys, man.
It's the Greg Vogue and Ben Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville sports radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Sunny in the afternoon with a high of 94. Cloudy overnight with a low of 75. Sunny on Friday with a high of 95. And the same for Saturday. Sunday showers with your high at 93. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Big Ten Media Day starts today up in Chicago. ACC finishes up today. Two-day event over in Charlotte. SEC finishes up today down in Hoover, Alabama. It's it's talking season. Seems like the frenzy down there in Birmingham has reached maximum force. And that was maybe one of the last couple of years. Seems relatively calm there right now. Down in Hoover. I've just seen pictures. I haven't really talked to anybody about it much. But just seems like it's calmed down a little bit. But some interesting topics there. What's the topic, before we get the call, what's the topic out of the Big Ten? I think there are two. One would be Jim Harbaugh. Is this the time where they actually accomplish what is expected? And I'm not meaning that to sound like I'm bashing. I'm being objectively critical there. I think the other big topic is no Urban Meyer. I think that's a big deal. His brand, I don't know if everybody sees his brand as big as I do. That league is going to miss that brand. Say what you want, and I've said plenty about Urban Meyer in the past, good and bad. But he's a generational college football coach. He's that good. Urban Meyer gets bleep done. Everywhere he goes. He's not very good on TV. He's there because of the brand, but he doesn't do that well. He's all right at it, but he doesn't. I don't turn on the TV to hear Urban Meyer. He doesn't communicate that way to me as well as I would like. He's got the ability, he just doesn't. Cosby Cattleman.
What's your Monsieur King? You run around in that Jeep or the canoe today? We got a pretty messy day over here in East Tennessee Remnants. This Barry coming through. You cleared out yet?
Well, the kids have taken my Jeep. The Jeep hadn't been mine in about a year and a half. Yeah, they stole it from me.
So it's the gator and a canoe for you then, huh?
I got a lawnmower, a canoe, and a gator. Yeah, that's my car.
Sounds like you leave your property about every 6 weeks, Bill, outside of that chauffeur drive down to the Omni.
I leave the estate for shopping and anything to do with their school. And then when I have to go downtown like tomorrow, that's about it. Correct. You're right.
You know, Bill, so we don't confuse each other in the audience. I think we need to start probably going with red bongo and blue bongo. So I know where you are.
Okay. Well,
Red Bongo, right?
Yeah, we're always at the one.
You got to do, Bill. You got to go down there to Blue Bongo, do a remote down there at Blue Bongo one day, just see what you think.
Well, when they used to have basketball camp down there, my daughter would go to it. I could have done that, but that's over. So.
Hey, Bill, I don't have a whole lot for you today. One thing on recruiting, and then maybe one thing Ohio State, Miami, since you were speaking about Ohio State.
Yeah.
Well, let's do Ohio State first real quick. Not a deep thought here too much, but I'm very interested in Ohio State too because you think about it, times have been pretty good there for what? At least a decade?
Now, say that again.
Things have been rolling up there at Ohio State for about a decade, wouldn't you figure?
It's been going well there, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, I'd say it's been going well there since the 2001, 2002 for sure, that they had the one bad year with Luke Fickell, and that's when they had to run off the sweater vest. He took over, and it was going to be a crappy year anyways. They actually lost to Michigan. So I'd say they're on about a two-decade run here.
Right, well, I mean, sweater vest, yeah, and then they had the tattoo deal. That was a pretty minor blip, and then Urban Meyer shut up pretty quickly.
Correct.
After that tattoo deal.
It was one bad year, and then Urban was not able to go to the postseason, but he won every game that first year.
And I guess Tressel had – when did they finally fire Cooper up there?
Cooper got fired – Tressel's first year was 2001, right?
Yeah.
Because he won it in his second year in 2002, so I believe it was 2000.
Yes, and even with Cooper, he was pulling a fat where he was beating everybody but Michigan.
Cooper recruited just like they do today. Top five classes.
Really?
He could not beat Michigan. I think his record was 2-10-1 against Michigan. Somebody correct me
right
there.
So
which you know in rivalry games, Cosby, you're not allowed to do that. And he won double digits all the time. You remember that team that Tennessee played in 95-ish, was it? Or Randy George was on? That team was loaded.
Yeah, I was at that game, Bill. Eddie George's last game, that was when they were accusing Fatmer of using soccer cleats.
And Jay Graham had a really big run right before half.
Eddie George's last game after the highs, and Tennessee beat him that day I was there. But, Bill, you're going back mid-90s. That's, heck, nearly 30 years of good solid top 20 football.
I mean, yeah, we could – I was trying to keep it more recent, but if we want to, you go back all the way – they've been on a really long run. Now, they don't have a bunch of natties in there. They've got two, which is pretty good, but
– right.
They've only had one really bad year in recent memory, and that was to be expected, 2011.
Well, I mean, when did they hire Cooper?
Cooper got hired. Folks can help me here. I'm thinking about 87, 88.
So you probably can go back to, say, around 1990, and they've had a pretty good productive football program ever since.
Correct.
And then, you know, you look at, you know, what, say, Tennessee, for instance, has been through 20 years of crap. With very few blitz. I guess where I'm going here is I'm pretty interested to see if this transition today works, because we can look around. It doesn't always work. I want to kind of go where I really was calling you about. I heard Fatso Pat Dooley yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we talk a lot about the stumbles and bumbles that Tennessee's had, but did you know Florida hadn't won the SEC in a decade?
Well, they haven't won it since 08, right?
Yeah, since Tebow's gone. That's a decade now.
That's a long stretch for the Gators now.
Well, I guess what I'm saying here is there, I mean, you've had two or three pretty smooth transitions up here at Ohio State, but it's not guaranteed you're going to have four. I mean, any of these programs can go through 10, 20 years in the darkness. We've seen it. Look around the SEC, other places besides Tennessee. But, Bill, here's what I'm going with Fatso Pat Dooley. That's why I was calling you today. I heard him say, you know, I don't look at the recruiting rankings too much, but with this 24/7 and stuff, it's pretty easy for the casual fan to follow it.
Right.
In the last two recruiting cycles, this is from Fatso Pat Dooley, biggest fraud, Florida fan, that gets a media pass. Georgia's had 12 five-star recruits last two recruiting cycles, according to 24/7.
Yeah.
And this cycle, I took a quick look, they've got two committed for this next go-round. But let's just talk about the last two cycles. They've got 12 five-star on paper dudes down there. You know how many Tennessee's got? Two. I guess that'd be Morris and Darnell Wright.
Now you mean in recruiting class or on the roster? Trey Smith's a five-star.
Yeah, I guess they're counting Trey Smith. Who would the other five-star be? Last two cycles.
Well, Wanya Morris.
I guess Darnell Wright maybe was a four-star instead of a five. I guess one of those linemen on 24/7 was a four-star.
It depends on who you look at, but both of them got five-star mentions.
Okay, well, like I said, right, I just checked before I called. Apparently in the last two cycles, they've got Tennessee with two five-star recruits.
Okay, all right.
Two or three, I guess, however you want to look at it. I don't want to call it and argue about it. You know, this is straight from Fatso Pat Dooley. I couldn't believe it. In the last two recruiting cycles, not counting this, according to 24/7, you know how many five-star recruits Florida signed?
Last two, I'm thinking zero.
Zero. And he was talking about, you know, apparently they're grumbling about Mullins recruiting down there a little bit. You can take three stars and polish them up at Mississippi State. That doesn't fly too well at Florida.
Right.
You stop and think about it. Why do they always talk about how great Florida is and Miami is and Florida State is? It's because that's where all the ball players are, right? Florida, Texas, and California.
A lot of them, yep.
But you stop and think about that. I mean, you talk about the table being set for Kirby. Damn, 12 five-stars to two?
It's not acceptable.
If he doesn't win the SEC at least East next 3-4 years in a row, I'll fire him on the spot just for that alone, regardless of what he does against Alabama. I mean, he's got a head start.
Well, it's like you said, he's on third base from the beginning. So he walks up to bat.
I didn't realize. I mean, four stars are everywhere. You know, I know a lot of these guys are busts. Look at Butch Jones. Butch Jones had top 10 recruiting class, and they're all a bunch of busts. So sometimes it doesn't shake out this clean. But there are four stars all over the SEC and most of big-time college football. But the five-star dudes, the dudes that everybody's really chasing, Florida and Tennessee both are, and I guess that goes for the rest of the East. They're all going to Georgia. How are you supposed to compete with that?
Kirby's first at bat ever in baseball. The ump tells him, go ahead and get on third base.
Hey, one last thing before I know the door, Bill. Apparently Mark Richt made an appearance on 560 down there in Miami.
Is that right?
He's a vampire talking about how he was all blowed out, no gas in the tank.
Right. That was hard to tell.
Yeah. said he worked out 10 times in 3 years.
I guess. Is that right?
So hard, but he was burned out. It's funny how that kind of that. I don't see how that, you square that circle, but you know what kills me? You go down there and you hire that burnout. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw him. He was burned out at Georgia. Georgia saw it too. You got to give him some credit. And all the while, baby Kiff snook fishing in Boca, prettiest small college stadium in America. You think Kiffin would be facing burnout if he got to return to the big stage, Bill?
I don't think so.
Hell, he'd probably have 25 star recruits if you turn Kiffin loose in South Florida. But they're too dumb, and they deserve it. See, and I hope Manny Diaz falls on his nose, too. See
you. See you. snook fishing. Got to get the bottom of the hour. Let's do it. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Latest accident is going to be there. Briley Parkway at Opry Mills. Traffic still limping along out here from rubbernecking on 65 southbound before you get to Trinity Lane on the early morning truck fire. Wrapping up that crash out in West Nashville at OHB at Highway 100. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze before everybody else. Stop by today, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And now the fine folks at Southern Grounds would like to take this time to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute has been brought to you by Southern Grounds. For the finest quality landscape architects, landscaping, and irrigation serving Nashville and the surrounding areas, call 615-424-8871. That's 615-424-8871. Southern Grounds. They're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kurt Busch battled his brother door-to-door to the checkered flag. He ends up in victory lane at Kentucky. Up next is the Magic Mile at New Hampshire. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Yeah, we'll be in the neighborhood tomorrow. Southern Steak and Oyster will be the location. 615-844-5600 is the number you should use from here on out. 615-844-5600. Zero. Twitter at Bill is King. Gator Brandon said, Bill, Florida has 0 5 stars according to the rankings. That is unbelievable to me, he says. That's why I stress, I know Dan Mullen's a good on-the-field coach. I don't need any more data. I know what he can do. But if you're going to be where Florida aspires to be, which they should, you should expect big things. You should have phenomenal, lofty goals if you're Florida football. You've got to up the recruiting. What they're doing now is good. It's not good enough. You're not going to take down Georgia and getting by them, you got to go take down Alabama or whoever the West, if it's not Alabama someday, whoever they prop up there. You're not getting through them unless you're bringing in elite recruiting classes. You can't coach that far above your roster. I don't care who you are. You're limited. He's a damn good coach, but Florida recruiting ought to be elite, not good, elite. There's a difference there. It's not one and the same. Stars matter. If you've got Percy Harvin, that's a difference maker. It's different. It singles you out. It makes you better. That's what you got to trot out there. Now, he's probably an extreme example because Percy Harvin isn't in every recruiting class, meaning nationally. That guy didn't come out every year. That level of explosion. But if you're Florida, that's what you get, right? You go get the players. Kevin up in Worcester, Mass. Says, Bill, I'm looking at some flights. He says, hopefully my Buffs won't disappoint this year. Boy, we've had a little flurry of Colorado stuff on the show. Wow, Kevin up in Boston, or in Worcester, that is. And another one up there. How about that? I'm just saying. Colorado trending a little bit. Karen says, Bill, the top three in Texas, the top three ranked players, Zachary Evans, the running back, Demond Demus, Hollywood Demus, and Haynes King, she says, Bill, horns down, meaning none of them are going there. Haynes King just committed within the last, 48 hours, it was confirmed, to A&M. Demus has been committed, and Evans, if he stays in state, it is A&M. If he goes out of state, right now it'd be Alabama. They say he's a generational running back. I've watched his film. I mean, he's really good. Just saying. What else do we have? Karen says, I hope, and here's the new name. You've got to know your acronyms when connecting with a show. Tom Herman is going to be TBT. That's going to be his name. I'm not comfortable yet using the term on the show. I'm just not. TBT for Tom Herman. She says, Bill, I hope he stays there forever. I think he's done a pretty good job to date. He's quirky. I tell you what, Herman. I don't remember Herman being so quirky when he was at Ohio State. He wasn't out there much because obviously that's Urban Meyer's the king, but he's gotten weird at Texas. Now, last year was a good year, but his press conferences are awkward like Harbaugh. They're just, it's, you're almost blinking the entire time while watching him. Karen says, Bill, the SEC doesn't have any sissy teams like Texas. Well, let's see if Texas can maintain this year. I don't think they can take the next step. There's too much replenishment. And Oklahoma's still the king, in my opinion. But let's see if they can level off and maintain what they accomplished last year to set themselves up for the next run, which would be getting into the playoffs. Let's see. I think Texas is a very interesting study this year. I think Tennessee is too. Now Tennessee is not where Texas is. I'm not comparing them, but I think it's interesting. Paul says, hey, Bill. And this is regarding Keyshawn Vaughn. I got a lot of people tweeting me because it's Vanderbilt. Ah, Bill, Keyshawn Vaughn wouldn't start for us. Keyshawn Vaughn would play in anybody's backfield. You could debate who the first running back may or may not be. He would play, get reps, in anybody's backfield. Paul says, Bill, a couple of freshmen there now at LSU. Watch out, John Emery, etc. He says, Bill, we may be getting back to the Fournette Geist type of tandem. Purple Jesus and Darius Geist. Boy, if you're back to that group with a competent quarterback in Joe Burrow, then you really have your hands on something, if that's the case. John Emery, everybody will remember, was committed to Georgia. Georgia's okay. Georgia gets running backs. I think you could argue that Georgia is actually running back you. Dating all the way back, seriously. Let's go all the way back. Let's begin with Herschel Walker. I would say in the last, that'd be almost 40 years, Georgia, you could argue, and I haven't put everybody's list together. I'm just throwing this out there. Georgia's probably had more quality backs over that span, Herschel Walker to today. I put them right at the top. I haven't thought of everybody's list like the Buckeyes, because you'd have to go to the mid-70s to go back to Archie Griffith. And all the running backs the Buckeyes have had through the years up to today. Alabama, you could go back, way back with them. You could start with Johnny Musso if you want it and take it all the way to today. Oh, man. We've had lots of them. Plenty of them. But I think you could argue that Georgia would be running back you within that group. You could argue it. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Give that number a call. Whatever your need may be, whether it's quarterly sprays, whether it's a yard application, whether it's fungus on the wood under the house, brown recluse spiders, termites, poly under the wet house, removal of insulation. There's all kinds of different aspects to this. Give that number a call. You're going to like the pricing, and you're going to like the customer relations also. 615-293-0722. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Latest accident is going to be there, Briley Parkway at Opry Mills. Traffic still limping along out here from rubbernecking on 65 southbound before you get to Trinity Lane on the early morning truck fire. Wrapping up that crash out in West Nashville at OHB at Highway 100. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze before everybody else. Stop by today, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
With an impressive roster of explosive young superstars, the Atlanta Braves are showing the East what they're made of.
Donaldson hits one deep out towards right center field. This one back towards the wall. This one is out of the ballpark. And the Braves bomb squad is at it again.
Tonight, the Braves are finally back home as they gear up for a big National League East battle against the Washington Nationals from SunTrust Park.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:05 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Sunny in the afternoon with a high of 94. Cloudy overnight with a low of 75. Sunny on Friday with a high of 95. And the same for Saturday. Sunday showers with your high at 93. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow. Gator Brandon checking in again. Says, Bill, I know you're a fan of Burrow, but if you looked at his stats against top 10 defenses, not real good at all. Well, I understand there are things to work on here, for sure. But all I know is from the very moment he took the ball as the quarterback, that offense looked stabilized for the first time and God knows when. They look like there was a rhyme and reason to what they do. They were led. This dude took it over, and they were immediately led. If you're ranking the quarterbacks in the SEC, you would go Tua or Fromm. You can mix those up any way you want. I love them both. But wouldn't the third quarterback be Burrow? Who are we skipping over? Is there some stud I'm skipping over that I'm not acknowledging properly here? He'd be right in there. I mean, I don't put him with the top two, no. Jeff 2 says, Bill, I never thought about it, but Ohio State's running backs since Archie are impressive. Eddie George, he says, Maurice Claret, Beanie Wells, Robert Smith, Zeke's in there. Zeke's the most recent superstar. There's a lot of them. There's plenty of them. Who was the guy, Vaughn, were you there, Vaughn Broadnax, when they got, I probably asked you this, they got Roman Bates out of Memphis. It's back in the early 80s, wasn't it? Remember Roman? He came out of Memphis, went to Ohio State. Wasn't a great player there, but he was a big name back then. Vaughn Broadnax, my favorite Buckeye of all time, says, Bill, Southern Cal, Texas, are wondering about this running back you thing. If we start Texas with Earl Campbell, the Tyler Rose, mid-70s, and we take it to today, I don't think – now, they've had a lot of them that go on and play well in the NFL and all that. They have the numbers that Georgia has, though, through the years. They've got a lot of really good ones. It's not to – demean one. Southern Cal, I guess you'd start with OJ in the late 60s all the way to today. I tell you what, man. Now I am probably there is a bias here because I know how profound it is that I saw Herschel Walker walk onto the field for the very first time in college and play a game and take over in the second half and lead a team as a true freshman in 1980, everybody, to a natty. To me, it's nearly impossible for anybody to mention, particularly a freshman, and get me to even acknowledge equality to Herschel Walker. I just can't do it. I'm not wired to be able to do that. There's nothing that compares to him. But if you take Herschel all the way to today, I think Georgia is compelling. Talmadge says, Bill, don't go back as far as Johnny Musso. Go back further. How about 1948? The number one draft pick was Harry Gilmer. We got something there now. That's getting on back there now. That's moving it on back. Good friend Avery Mitchell's big Buckeye. He DM'd me. I asked him, when was the last bad Von Broadnax, whoever? When was, other than 2011, which was expected to kind of be a rough year. Sweater vest was gone. Had to throw in a interim. Luke Fickell. But other than 11, when was the last what you would call bad year? They lost to Michigan that year. What was the last bad year? I don't mean you went 9-3, 8-4. I mean really bad year, like 2011. Just saying. I don't remember. Was it somewhere? Did Cooper have one year that was really, really bad? Or do you have to go before him? This comes up because it was the Cosby Cattleman, actually. Said, Bill, they're on about a 30-40-year run here where they haven't had many just what-the-bleep-happened years. Now, they've had some moments where people say what-the-bleep just happened, like Purdue and Iowa recently, but I mean seasons, entire seasons. I can't remember. There's one in there. I can't pull it up in the Rolodex. Media days finishing up today. Von Broadnax, I knew he would have it. He says, Bill, in 88, they went 4-6-1. Okay. I wouldn't have been able to pull that one up. So other than 2011, 88, you got to go 88 to have the last really crappy year where everybody just says, this sucks. 1988. Now, would that have been Cooper's first year, or was that the end? What year did they fire Earl Bruce? Was that the year? There was that transition right there. Cooper took over. I believe the stat for him, although Cooper won lots of games, but he was 2-10-1, right, against Michigan? That was the killer. Josh says, Bill, Earl Bruce had some 9-3 years. Who do we attribute 88 to, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Today it is Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Auburn in Birmingham, in Hoover for the SEC Media Days. Big Ten gets started today up in Chicago. ACC finishes up. Big 12 finished up on Tuesday. And since we don't include the Pac-12 in the P5, we call it the P4 now because they have lost their privileges. I don't even know when the Pac-12 Media Days event is. I'm telling you, folks, I can't even tell you. Maybe West Coast Sooner knows. He's out there saying Boomer Sooner on the left coast the entire time. Maybe he's got a good idea of that. Tomorrow, let me plug ahead. We're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster right there in the neighborhood with the Omni. So if you happen to be in the general area, come on by. Check us out. Love to meet you. Brad will be with us in hour number three, bradpowersports.com. That was a good idea by Bubby. When Georgia comes to town to take on Vanderbilt, what is that date? Is it August 30th? Whatever it is. We need to do the show. I'll work on that. I'll get with Music City Talk. We need to do the show and greet all the Georgia fans and Vandy fans if they want to come. Yeah, all of them. Vaughn says, Bill, that was Cooper's first year. The tie that year was to LSU. That had been Tommy Hodson. They tied Tommy Hodson that year. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Bill is King, Lajpah.